Hey there. I'm just following up on my little audio that I made about a week ago. Of course, in observance of No Nut November. I do want to take a second to like bring attention to Movember, which also is occurring during this month of bringing attention to, some men's health issues like suicide awareness, prostate and testicular cancer. Definitely, take a moment to look into that if you haven't. So that audio I made, that bratty, disrespectful shit, so the most audacious shit I've ever uttered to an authority figure in my life. I'm sure you were wondering how that might have turned out. I think I knew what was coming, you knew what was coming, and it wasn't gonna be me. But I definitely paid the price for it, I think. I don't consider it paying a price as much as a lesson. It's like a life lesson. I mean, you and I know that's not really what it's about, but isn't it fun to be humbled and taught things? I ended up spending the last couple of days just etching. Last night I got to the edge about 7 times, and oh my god, my body, it just felt so worn out. I fucking loved it. It's like almost better than coming, which of course didn't really make it a punishment, but how would I have learned it? How would I have learned to wait and delay the gratification and enjoy the tension if I didn't force myself to, It's an excellent lesson in self-control and I guess having the bigger picture in mind. And then tonight I finally let myself come and it was fucking delicious. It was so difficult to keep from just crying out. And it's unfortunate that you missed out on that, but it wasn't for you. But this is. I tell you about it. Well, I finally, after edging and toying with my pussy for days, I finally slipped out of my soaking wet panties and laid back against the wall. And I got to the edge once with my fingers. And I got so fucking wet so fucking quickly. I like slid 2 fingers inside myself and just pounded my fingers into my pussy, and I made such a fucking mess. All this gruel just dripping out of me onto the floor. I had so much to clean up. And then finally, I grabbed one of my favorite, most reliable dildos, and I started to slide it up and down over my lips and my entrance, using all that fucking wetness to glide along and tease all that swollen pink skin. Every time it ran over my clit, I'd gasp. I was so fucking ready to come. At least my body was, but my mind wasn't. And then I poked the tip of that cock into my pussy, just the tip, feeling how much it opened me up. And then I slid it inside me, pushing past the tightness until it was all the way inside. And I felt so full and ready and aching to be fucked. And I started slowly easing it in and out of me, just dripping everywhere. And I got faster, just going a little bit faster, trying to be patient. Oh, fuck. And before I knew it, I was plunging that cock in and out of me, just unable to control myself. I took a vibrator and put it on my clit, and it felt like I was being paralyzed in this state, just fucking myself and holding that vibrator on my pussy, getting closer and closer and then stopping. There's something so delicious about being the one to be like hands off in some of my audios, but then doing it to myself, holy fuck. Just pulling the vibrator off and stopping my frantic fucking for a moment. I could feel myself pulsing around the cock I was using on myself and wishing it were you. And then once I'd calmed down a little tiny bit, I kept going, railing myself and making a big fucking mess. Ooh, fuck. And while this cock forced me open and left a huge needy void when it pulled out of me, I could feel my body clenching and throbbing and getting closer. I've just been throbbing for most of this evening at this point, and I'm just teasing and edging and trying to get as close as I can before I decide to finish. And finally, one last time, I take the vibrator off and hold the toy still before I start to fuck myself again. And this time I don't take the vibrator off. And I throw my head back, and I can't help myself. My eyes just roll back in my head. And I can feel my pussy start to throb rapidly, clenching around the cock. I can barely move it, and I just begin to feel wave after wave of pleasure that makes my legs fucking twitch.
Fuck yes.
I can feel myself wanting to squirt, but I'm just unable to. I'm so fucking full. My body's been so fucking tense. And I can feel all my juices dripping down, tickling me as they run down my lips and over my little asshole to the floor. Everything on and around my pussy is slick and even sticky. And I just lay there panting, gasping, still throbbing, still holding the vibrator on me as the cock is deep inside me, as far back as it'll go. And then I start to slide it out. It's pretty wedged in there. But it does. It just eases out of me, and I stick that fucker right in my mouth, shoving it into my throat and slurping off everything I've done to it. And it tastes so fucking good. I turn off the vibrator and use my fingers to play with all of the gruel that is accumulated. It's so sticky and stringy. Rubbing my clit and saying thank you. Thank you for letting me come. Thank you. Just tip my head back and let the release continue to happen. So tired. So comfortable. So fully fulfilled. Building up to that moment. I think right now, if you begin to fuck me, it would feel absolutely divine for both of us. But you're not here. So I'm gonna go to bed. And I'll be in touch soon. But I gotta say, if you're doing No Nut November, our next meeting may not be as pleasant. I'll see you around.